Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
I met a guy recently who told me that he spends roughly $250,000 a month. I talked to another person recently who made $50 million at the age of 30. What do you do with that money? How do you spend it? How do you not spend it? What do you invest in? If you meet a rich person, these are questions everyone wants to know, but you're too embarrassed to ask. That's the whole premise of MoneyWise. We talk to real people who have made a significant amount of money, and we ask them all about their finances. My name's Sam Parr, and the podcast is called MoneyWise. That's one word, MoneyWise. You can find MoneyWise wherever you get your podcasts.
Kind of makes me sad hearing James play this, because I always think of the Flyers.
Here one last time, maybe.
Well, you got tonight's game. Look, the good news is with four teams, it's not like four games have to go a certain way, three games have to go a certain way, because the Flyers play one of the other three teams. So, you know, it's kind of like that Eagles situation in 08 or the Eagles situation in 2018. It's tough. Odds are certainly stacked against you. It's not impossible. So we'll see where it goes. All right, 215-592-9494. That clip that Rhea played in the update, the crazy play at the plate, Jeff Hoffman, the whole deal. Let's listen to Jeff Hoffman after the game. He talked about that sequence where JT flips the ball to him. Yes, Jeff.
I do. Awesome play. Got to get to it. I'm curious what the heck you're
doing. We're 2 seconds away from me playing
about
the clip.
About to play it,
Let's play the clip. We'll get back to whatever John's got to say. Here's Jeff Hoffman, the play at the plate.
Honestly, just get there in time because I knew JT was going to, you know, have a chance to flip it to me. And JT kind of threw it in a perfect spot for me. I just tried to slap the tag on him as quick as I could. Just we both got there like the same time. I mean, everybody's seen the replay, but it was crazy.
Let me just ask a question because I like to think I'm, you know, a relatively knowledgeable baseball guy. This one goes past me. Why isn't it illegal?
Because the ball just got there. You can't block the plate ahead of time. Like, you can't be situated blocking the plate. But, I mean, you have to be able to get the ball.
Okay,
like, you know what
right.
I mean? Like, it's like you're allowed to go
Fine.
For the – so in that process of going to catch the baseball, if you end up blocking the plate, it's allowed.
Good deal. I like that.
Is it subject to, really, the umpire, too?
Yeah, I mean, they could always I was worried in the moment that they might call something. Yeah, but, no, I mean, that's the rule.
All right, 215-592-9494. So there you go.
It's great having a guy that's, like, 6'7 and 250
totally,
dude. Pounds.
He's huge.
There.
He's a big guy.
Yeah.
Just in case.
Just in case.
I'm sorry, John. Go ahead. What
Joe,
were you saying?
Yeah, Joe is trying to get technological out here, Jimmy. I don't know if you've noticed.
But I've noticed nothing.
A technological item. And this is not like
as
Joe.
You're holding
normally
it up now.
Joe's carrying paper.
We got cameras right
Yeah, look at
pen,
that.
And he's writing things, and that's his tech.
Yeah. So
this now.
What you got going on there,
unheard
buddy?
Of.
I have a GPS.
For a GPS?
For golf.
Yeah. Oh, really?
For golf?
Today is my debut of 2024 golf season for me. You know, the hammer's going to go out there and play some golf this afternoon. So this is my how far to the pin.
Oh, look at you. Oh, okay.
Wow.
I wear it on my belt like a dork.
Is this a new investment? Do you do this every year?
About 2 or 3 years ago.
Oh.
Yeah, but I often forget it, and what I really forget to do is charge it. So I'm charging it during today's show, and if I fully charge it, it can usually last a full round, a little bit more. So, and you guys know the goal to break 100. So I got two. Let me just put it at this. I got two goals this golf season. Goal number one, I want to average below 100. I don't think I will.
Yeah, well, if the first goal is to get below 100, you're really leaping ahead.
I'd like to average below 100. The second goal is sometime this year on a real course, like a legit course, one time or more, I want to shoot below 90. Those are my two goals. Below 90 and averaging below 100.
Do you think that's realistic?
Good luck,
I think the second goal is more realistic than the first goal. I could put together a good day. It's going to be hard for me to do if I play 10 or 15 times. For me, a lot of people can do it. I'm not so good under 100 consistently, but we'll see. All right, let's go to the phones. 215-592-9494. Mike in Horsham is with us. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning.
What's up, Mike?
Hey, buddy.
Not much. I hope you guys are doing well. As far as the show, I can't believe that no one's come up with this. I'm sure they have, but I think it's cute.
Okay.
I like Ike Spike and a Spritz of Fritz.
Because it's not bad. It's just wordy. I mean, like,
yeah,
so, like, Mike,
wordy.
Like, put it this way. All right, it's instead of, you know, hey, Joe to camera, John Ritchie. Okay, hey, it's Ike, Spike, and a Spritz of Fritz. 215-592. I don't know. That's a,
yeah.
It's a lot.
But Fritz has done a good job filling in. I mean, he's shown his chops.
He's done a great job.
So now what do you do, you know, with him? So you got to put a little muzzle on him. So let's just give me a Spritz.
Well, you could do what the Phillies did with Taniguchi in 07. When Chase came back from the injury in 07, Taniguchi just went to the bench. How about that?
I like that.
Jack Fritz
and
here.
That brings me to you and I agreeing.
Yes. Okay.
On March 15th and on April 5th, we talked about the defense, and we both agreed that unlike everyone else, it's a two-year build.
Yeah.
So far, we're doing a patchwork job, and I agree with Joe. The offense is stacked. Yeah, we need a couple spots, but the defense is right now, like I said back in March, and Joe agreed, it's the worst defense in the league. And what we've done so far is patchwork.
Well, they've done. I don't know about just. I mean, look, CJGJ is no joke. And and listen, hopefully the Reddick thing ends up being a swap of excellence. We'll see. But yeah, I do think you got a better linebacker. Like, it's not. If they finish the season with
they're
the worst defense,
the
they're
worst
not the worst defense right
in
now.
The league.
Yeah, they're not the worst right now. But I still think, Mike, they got a long way to go.
They're nowhere close to where the offense is in terms of, you know, what we expect their ability to be this season. Like, it feels like the defense is going to be the safety net for the offense is going to go out there and try to score 35 plus points every game, and the defense is going to try to just minimize as best they can, and that can win in the NFL.
Yeah, but I don't love that. I don't want minimize.
It's
not
perfect. No, it is what it is.
But it doesn't have to be that, is my point. That's why I'm saying go draft a defensive player.
Look,
drafting a young player,
young player, he's a first rounder. He comes in, he's a defensive player. Does he make a difference? Does he lift this team to where they're better? Does he lift this team to where you feel comfortable? Really? I, as a player, looked at those draftees and expected nothing from any of them. Like, I remember that feeling.
What about you as a rookie? You started as a rookie.
I did, but I was rare. That was a rare instance.
I don't know if you're that rare. I mean, it's more unusual than not, but not with a first-round pick.
I mean, I'll bring it up. You bring it up all the time, Richie. We lost to the Chiefs in the Super Bowl. They had two rookies starting on defense, and they made a difference.
I agree. They did make a difference, and they did a great job. But the adage is, for every rookie you start, that's a game you lose. Maybe it helped them win that Super Bowl. Earlier in the season, if they're in man and they're, you know, guarding the wrong guy, I don't know, if they're in zone and they forget to switch it off, it's possible they made a rookie mistake that cost them a game earlier. That's the general wisdom that comes along with playing rookies. You get good, you get bad.
But I will say
it balances out.
I'm also not looking at this just through the prism of 2024. I mean, to me, like, they got to get a lot of defensive players for the next bunch of years. That's what the last caller was referring to that I referred to a month ago when I said a two-year rebuild on defense. And I mean it, rebuild. They don't have to rebuild the team. They do have to rebuild the defense. They've begun the process, to their credit. It's not like they've completely eschewed defense this offseason. I mean, you know, Bryce Huff makes a lot of money. Granted, you swap him out for Reddick.
You get White from Tampa, and you
edge rusher. You got a new inside linebacker. You got a new safety.
Yeah.
Well, the edge rusher is like a swap.
He's a swap.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I need more. My point is, I need more. By the way, you probably need more also, including Aerosmith tickets. Your chance to win Aerosmith tickets today on the show, right here at 215-592-9494. They're going to be at the Wells Fargo Center September 23rd. Big Aerosmith concert September 23rd. For tickets to this one, you can purchase them at Ticketmaster.com. Again, that's Ticketmaster.com. You can also just win them right here today on WIP. Now, there's and we've talked about before, all the what-ifs. There's so many what-ifs in sports. Like, we'll know after this year what if the Eagles had signed Hassan Reddick and hadn't gone for the Bryce Huff thing. That's just, I mean, that's small time compared to some of the big ones in world history. Look, we'll ask you this question at 215-592-9494. What's the ultimate what if? I mean, give us great answers here today for what is a notable what if through the years. Can be sports, can be from pop culture, can be from history on back. Like, John, when you think of a what if, and again, the best answer at 215-592-9494, whoever provides it in the midst of the call, obviously talking about the teams and everything going on, whoever provides the best answer is going to win the Aerosmith tickets. John, what do you got for a what if?
What if the Patriots never taped our practices prior to the Super Bowl in Jacksonville?
Yeah, yeah. That's well, we don't know that they did. We know they did with the Rams.
We don't know.
I think the one with the Eagles Super Bowl, it's more considered what if they hadn't stolen signals. I think that's more the thought, but I get your general drift on the whole thing. Seltzer, a what if from anywhere in history?
I'll go with, this isn't a Mount Rushmore, but what if Tom Selleck said, you know what, I'm not going to play Magnum P.I. I'm going to be Indiana Jones like he was supposed to be.
Wow.
And instead chose to do Magnum, or was locked up into Magnum. What if he had been Indy?
How about that? Tom Selleck to Indy role. All right, Ray, give me an answer here, and everyone at 215-592-9490. I mean, there's so many big ones. Like in sports, what if the Phillies hadn't traded Cliff Lee? There's so many big ones. Rhea, give me what you got here for a what if.
What if in 2018, with about a minute left, Julio Jones doesn't fall down?
Wow.
And catches that touchdown, in which they would have gone ahead.
Yeah, if Julio Jones catches the ball, the ball went right through his hands. You know, the thing a lot of people might not remember, where his feet came down happened to be one of them out of bounds. So there's certainly a chance he would have caught the ball and actually been out of bounds. But he certainly had a chance to catch the ball and be in bounds. What if he had done that? I'll tell you this, Nick Foles, we wouldn't view him the way we view Nick Foles. Things could be very... Now, the Eagles would have had about a minute left on the clock to come back down the field, so there would still be a chance, but boy, it would have been hard. 215-592-9494. Give us a big what if from history. Look, obviously, there's some big, dark what ifs. I mean, we all know, like, we wish September 11th had not happened. Obviously, what, you know, we get that.
What if Hitler hadn't been born? That kind of stuff. Yeah.
But give us answers on what if scenarios that are intriguing. And again, the best answer by the end of the show is going to win the tickets to Aerosmith, which obviously in and of itself is a tremendous show. Let's talk to Luke in Philadelphia. Good morning, Luke.
Good morning, fellas. How are we?
Doing great, Luke.
Fantastic.
What do you think about that win last night?
I think they hopefully won't go back to 500 the rest of the year. I think that I think Aaron Nola is one of the three best players on the team. Three best players on the team are Harper, Wheeler, Nola. No doubt about it.
He definitely pitched a great game.
He's a great baseball player. He's a great pitcher.
Yes, he is. And Whit Merrifield, he hasn't done anything.
Oh my God.
For me this year, but I'll tell you what, laying down that bunt to move Stott to third was the game-winning play.
It was nice to see someone actually lay one down.
I know.
I will say to the Whit thing, I saw some interesting, I believe Matt Gelb had an article about it, the idea that going from being an everyday player to playing, you know, every few days or whatever, can be an adjustment. I'm just trying to give a potential explanation for why the guy can't hit. He's always hit.
Luke, I looked it up this morning because I wanted to see how far he has now sunk. He is now at a 107 batting average. That is
That's horrible.
Horrendous.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Import, Chicago, Illinois.
Yo, I'd rather
bunt him every time.
Bat him 10th. Go ahead,
no,
Luke.
I got a nice name bunt for the afternoon show.
All right, an afternoon show name. What do you got?
Yeah, Spike and Ikes and Cracker Jack.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's got a shot. All right, Luke, give me an answer here for a what if. Give me a great one.
Great one. What if Kelsey didn't announce his retirement?
All right. Well, fair enough. The Kelsey retirement, just act like it didn't happen. Could be. 215-592-9494. Hey, congratulations to Joel Embiid, yesterday named a U.S. Olympian. Pretty damn cool. As the U.S. Roster is not finalized, but a lot of the guys' names have been submitted for the Olympics coming up. And Joel, who I think most people know became a U.S. citizen a couple years ago, for the first time in his life will now represent the United States of America in the Olympics. By the way, John, we have an Olympics in a couple months. No one's talking about it.
I agree.
No, in part because
no one.
Past experience over the last two or three Olympics, both winter and summer, the last, you know, 6, 8, 10
not
years,
very good. Yeah.
It's lost a lot of luster. So this is not like how it used to be. I mean, we used to be, we'd be cranking it up right now. You'd see commercials with the Olympians. You'd see the Michael Johnsons and the Michael Phelps.
Absolutely.
You know,
there's
and the
tie-ins, especially at the fast food places. You're getting the tie-ins. You're getting the toys in the tie-ins.
You got none of that right now.
None.
But, look, congrats.
My son's going.
Really?
Yeah.
Does he
Paris,
have tickets?
Huh?
Yeah.
To the actual.
Oh, to the events themselves? He has people, family who live in Paris that can help him get that stuff.
So he's going to be there, and then he'll try to work his way to tickets.
Yeah, he's
good
got people there who can help facilitate.
That's big time right there.
Yeah, it's going to be great.
That's great. Well, maybe he
quite
sees
an experience.
Joel.
Wouldn't that be something?
Joel with Team USA, who I think Joel will be the starting center. I mean, you got Anthony Davis on that team, but Joel will be the starting center.
Oh, yeah.
You know, he'll be the guy.
Yep.
So, look, congrats to him. It's pretty cool. 215-592-9494. All right, let's get to our Twitter poll question of the day as a way to sort of crank up conversation as it relates to the Sixers and the Miami Heat tomorrow night. So let me just say this. The closer we get to the game tomorrow night, Sixers-Heat playoffs begin tomorrow for the Sixers, the more – I'll use the word scared. I was going to say concerned. I'll use the word scared. The more scared I'm getting. Now, let me be clear. I think the Sixers will survive the next 3 days and get to the Sweet 16. I think you're going to either have a Sixers-Knicks or a Sixers-Celtics.
I mean,
and I tend to think the
you
Sixers
are running scared
well,
already.
John,
Joe.
Jimmy Butler.
Just try. Take a step back.
Okay.
Do you really want to head into the playoffs with this sort of, I don't know.
Trepidation?
Yeah, vibe. This sort of
how could you not, man?
Mentality.
I'm sorry, but how could you not? What do you mean go in just be like, I believe in the Sixers.
All right,
like,
well,
come
all right,
on.
All right, let me pose it to John a different way here. So I get your point.
Do you think that I believe the Sixers are a better team than the Heat. And I believe that with Joel Embiid and this assemblage of my gosh, he's got a lot more than what he's had to work with. And with Nick Nurse calling the shots, we actually have plays that work.
So, look, John, I as of yesterday, and I'll say it again today, I still lean the 76ers way. I think the Sixers are more likely to win the game than the Heat. But what's hitting me more and more the closer we get to it is, I'm going to put it to you, try to imagine watching Jimmy Butler walk on the court tomorrow night. And the ball's about to get tipped, and you know what a competitor that guy is, how he can control the flow. You know, the rock's in his hand a lot. Like, he will do, like, he is one of the great playoff competitors in recent NBA history. Mm-hmm. And he's on the other team. The Sixers have one of the great regular season players in recent NBA history. But when it comes time for playoff time, he has shrunk a number of times. And then ask yourself this Twitter poll question of the day, which we are rolling out there today to preview tomorrow night's Sixers Heat game. Twitter poll question brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. Let Armin Chevy be your electric vehicle dealer. Arriving shortly, the all-new Ultium-powered Chevrolet Blazer EV. Together, let's drive. ArminChevy.com. Here's the poll question. Ask yourself this question. All things considered, how good they are, their past, injury history, recent injury history, like all things considered, who would you rather have on your team tomorrow night? A, Joel Embiid, or B, Jimmy Butler? Because I got to tell you guys, like, I'm psyched like everyone else that Joel's back. I get it. It gives the Sixers a shot to win tomorrow. Gives the Sixers a shot to win a championship. It does.
You are
But
wrong.
Jimmy Butler, man.
You are wrong.
He has done a lot in these kind of moments, John. A lot. A lot.
Yeah, he sure has. You can't take
a
that
lot,
away.
A lot, a lot.
You cannot take that away from him. But at this point in time, talking about this play-in game, who do I want on my team, Jimmy Butler or Joel Embiid? Joel Embiid was the MVP last season, and now that he is returned and healthy, he's playing faster than he did when he won that MVP. He's playing better than he did when he won the MVP.
He is absolutely not playing better.
That's not true.
No.
Okay, he'll get to where he's as comparable
to
that MVP performance.
He might not.
That's not Jimmy Butler. Jimmy Butler's 34 years old. Butler looks closer to 34 years old at this point. And the last couple times we've played him, well, we didn't see much of Jimmy Butler the last time we played him, and we've won the last couple times played the Heat. Joel Embiid, I'll take him hand over fist time and time again over Jimmy Butler because Joel Embiid's the best player in the world right now.
Guys, perfect.
When he's right, and he's about to be right.
Perfect world, they're both on the Sixers, but we don't have that. Who would you rather have, Butler or Joel? It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.